I'm on the air now. Just a minute. We are on the air.
I'm the manager here. I've been listening here for days and I've heard comments and comments. Nobody stuck to this new policy.
Well,
you've ignored it already this morning and now you get on with it. You're presenting the breakfast show.
I cannot.
Carry on.
Well, the listener may as well know. I am walking out now and I'm sure the other guys are going to back me.
Graham, okay? It's your programme. You carry on.
No,
come on.
It's a walkout.
I'm sorry, I must explain. We're going to keep the programmes going. Please don't tune out. I will explain in a moment what in fact's going on. This is Essex Radio you're listening to. It's the general manager. It's Jeff Bond. So we've got a problem. Our breakfast presenter seemingly has walked out of the studio, but we will carry on. I'm just going to put a record on now. Seem to have the wrong speed. It's Essex Radio. We'll carry on though, I can assure you.
I listen all day, most days, and I've been listening to them, and they've been having a little moan.
You're listening to Essex Radio. It's Jeff Bonser, the general manager here. We have a problem, but we are keeping the programmes going. You're hearing a record. Roger Buxton has kindly agreed now to come in and take over. Roger, I'm sorry to involve you in on this.
Well, that's all right, Jeff, but for goodness sake, will you calm down? Okay. I mean, you're running around here like a headless chicken. For goodness sake, get a grip on yourself.
Is it really about the management aren't going to let them play all the Elton John records and this, that and the other?
Well, that was Let's Wait a While. This is David Frost, the Mayor of Chelmsford. I'm helping out here this morning.
Now, I'm not sure whether or not I should mention this, but we've just actually flown over the South End studios, and I can in fact tell you that there is indeed a picket line outside, and it certainly does indeed look to me as though they have come out on strike. Well, all I can say is I'm with you on this one, boys.
I'd like more sport, but there we are. We've all got to work for a living, and I'm not going out of the building because, as I've said before, I've got a wife, two kids, and a mortgage lumbering me.
Congratulations for speaking out this morning.
Well, sympathy is coming to us from the listeners passing us, and to be honest with you, we know we're right, and that we're going to be staying out here on the picket line.
You'd normally be hearing John Hayes at this time, but the dispute has escalated involving all of our presentation staff, but we're trying to resolve this as quickly as possible.
No, I don't prefer what's happening now, but I suppose just for one day, it's something a bit different.
This is Essex Radio, and my name is Russell Grant. Here I am, hopefully entertaining you for a wee while whilst they've got their problems upstairs.
You better tell your men to be careful, because they're going to like Russell Grant and everybody better than them.
This is Teddy Taylor, your popular disc jockey. He was filling in for those who have walked out. And so at the second record, having had Mahler's Second Symphony, I thought we'd go a bit lighter, and there's somebody called Cindy Lauper. I'm sure it must be a young lady with a name like that.
The other presenters and myself want to go down the road of more hits and more oldies, and we feel that's going to be a successful formula for the future of Essex Radio. And unless these demands are met, we are not coming back in. So I better rejoin the picket.
Thank you.
It's entirely up to the men, really, isn't it, if they want to get the sack and get another job. It's up to them, isn't it?
Yes, this is René, the bravest man in all France, who has risked life and limb to cross the picket line this morning here at Essex Radio. We shall be having an update very shortly.
There is good news. Negotiations are going along well. We've had an enormous response from listeners, and thank you very much indeed. And really, we're hoping, we're just hopeful, and hopeful is the word, to have this resolved before 12 midday.
Anyhow, I hope it sorts itself out. I'm still listening.
Oh, we've just heard that Jeff Bonser has got some news for us.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, René. It is good news.
Well, we've taken a vote, Jeff, and with the proposals that you've now modified, we are prepared to come back to work and very pleased to do so.
Now, Chief Executive Eddie Blackwell.
Basically, what I want to do, Jeff, is to give you an Oscar. From 7:30 this morning, my old son, you've played a fantastic part, and you
Thank
and
you.
Everybody else that's made this April Fool's gag so superb. We are proud to present to you the music that you've asked for. Greatest memories, latest hits on Essex Radio.